Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. You previously called in with a question or concern. Can I get your zip code to further assist you?
What? I didn't call in for no concern. What is this?
We're a third-party customer support company. Did you call earlier today to ask a question or concern?
What organization are you?
We're a third-party customer support company. We represent hundreds of companies and thousands of products.
Hold on, maybe it's my wife. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Michelle.
Hi.
I'm calling from customer support.
Yes. I was told that they would redeposit, they would get me a refund on that money I put in that contest that I didn't know I was entering. And they have a cancellation number.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
15212.
And what's your first and last name?
Sandra Ferguson. It's spelled Ferguson.
Okay. All right, I'm looking for your account now. Okay, I'm still here.
Okay.
Looking for your account. And thank you for your patience as I'm looking for your account.
Okay. What is it you need? My cancellation number or the
No, what I'm doing now is matching your first and last name to the zip code.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what's the last four of the credit card or debit card that was charged?
I have to go get it.
Okay.
Wait, let me hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Okay, the last four digits, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
3901.
Okay, and your zip code is 15212.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not putting an account in our system. Could you have used a different zip code?
No, 15212, that's where I live, and the credit card is in 15212. The person I talked to found everything that was in the system, and him and I talked about it, and he said he would cancel it and refund, but I haven't seen it in my account yet. But I got the cancellation number, if that would help.
Let's see. I'm just making sure because I looked through everything and I didn't see your name in here. Are you sure you dialed the same number?
What do you mean? Aren't you all the same?
Because sometimes customers do call in and they say that they think that they have an account with our vendors, and we look them up and they're not in our system. It doesn't mean that your card wasn't charged. It means that it was just charged by a different entity. Let me try one more time.
Something called Fantastic Jewelry, UNI. Could that be it?
I'm not sure. I'm going to try to run your information again and see. But I'm not pulling you up. And your first name is Sandra, correct?
Right.
But sometimes the issue is that it's not that your card wasn't charged. It's kind of like with the Amazon, you know, Amazon has several entities up under them. It may be that it's Amazon 1, 2, 3. So whatever the company is, it could be they could have more than one entity. Let's say we make handle one of their accounts and we may not handle the other. But I'm going to go back through again one more time just to make sure.
Well, what's the other number I should be calling? You don't know?
If you need to call another number, you're going to have to call your credit card company, and they'll be able to give you a second number. That does occur sometimes.
All right. Well,
Give me just a moment. I'm almost at the bottom of the screen. Going back through one more time. I just want you to understand that I'm not saying that your card wasn't charged. It may not have just been charged by one of our vendors. But we try to be as thorough as possible for our customers. Okay, and I'm still not seeing you in our system, Miss Sandra. So you'll have to
I'm going to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Just give them a call and they'll be able to give you another number. But I did look with your first name, last name, and your zip code and the last four of your credit card, and I wasn't able to pull you up.
Okay, dear, then I'll check with my credit card company and see what I come up with. Thank you for taking the time, though.
You're welcome, and thanks again for calling customer support. Have a
great
evening.
Bye.
Bye.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.